Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. I'm very happy to have our discussant today, a gentleman by the name Modibe Metsepan, who is going to be talking about use cases of Bitcoin, particularly in Africa. And it's a topic that I am excited about. The Kenyan Wall Street is excited about this topic because it feeds into our broader financial literacy education bracket. And as usual, I am your host, Prince Muragori. I am the resident economist at the Kenyan Wall Street, and we are glad to have Modibe here with us, who is the community coordinator for Africa at Paxful. Modibe, very happy for you to be with us on today's podcast. How are you doing?
Prince, thank you very much for the kind introduction. It's good to be here, and I'm excited about what you guys are doing. The content that you produce is of high quality, definitely what people need so they can learn more about how things are done. But on today's topic, I'm excited to be talking about the real use case of Bitcoin, because I think that's what will matter in the end. How can we use Bitcoin in our daily lives, not only for speculative purposes?
And yes, we're definitely going to unpack that topic in great detail, but perhaps just for the introduction, maybe you can share with our audiences, what you do at Paxful and what sort of is your area of specialization, Modibe.
I am working at Paxful as the Africa Community Coordinator, and that involves talking to people on the ground, people in positions of influence, people in startup ecosystems, young people, basically making sure that Bitcoin as well as its real use cases are well understood, and that we increase the adoption of Bitcoin in Africa as a way to fast track the development. Yes, and I'm based in South Africa, so I'm based in South Africa, but that's not very significant, is it? Because everything is now digital, and with what we've seen, COVID has shown us that there is actually more that we can do when we tap into the power of the internet. So there's a lot of
Absolutely.
things that we can do online without necessarily having to be in the particular place physically. So
Yes.
yeah, that's what I do at Paxful.
Okay.
And people might be wondering, what is Paxful? Paxful is a people-powered marketplace for money transfers for anyone, anywhere, at any time, meaning that you can buy and sell Bitcoin on Paxful from any part of the world. With any form of payment method, talk of M-Pesa, mobile money, bank transfer, gift card. Recently, you can buy and sell Bitcoins with gold on Paxful. So there's definitely a lot of things that you can do on the platform, which we offer.
Okay. Thank you for the introduction, and we're very happy about the work that Paxful is doing, particularly on bridging the financial inclusion gap. As you know, as you're an African, you're in the South. We are here in Nairobi, Kenya, and we know that there's a big proportion of the population that is unbanked, or rather has no access to formalized financial services. And when we see cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin plugging into this space, we look at that as progress. And now I think the cryptocurrency space has evolved a lot over the past decade. I think Bitcoin celebrated its 10th year about 2 years ago, very recently. And what's interesting is that, the space, the crypto space, started out as sort of a P2P, a peer-to-peer payment system, but over the years has spawned out and evolved to create an array of many use cases that extend far beyond the original designation or the original definition of crypto. So I think that's what we need to talk about today. These use cases of Bitcoin, over and above it being some sort of payment mechanism, how are people using it, particularly right here on the African continent? What are some of the new innovative ways that people have been able to adopt the asset and are using it to solve problems in their immediate environment. So Modibe, I know you're the expert. You've been in this space, and that's why you're here. So kindly enlighten our audiences on these use cases.
Absolutely, that's a brilliant question, and interesting enough, it's what we focus on. So everything that we focus on at Paxful, it's things which people use on a daily basis, you know, and of course those things are not new. They've been around for some time, but they were expensive and inefficient to do. So Bitcoin came in and provided a way for that to be done faster, efficiently, and at a very, very small cost. And it is also safe to say that if you are an African and you don't believe in your abilities, well, there's many people who see a lot of potential in Africa, and I think everyone should believe in themselves and what they can do. So for many years, we've proven that we're able to take the basic solutions and go about in an innovative manner using them. So in terms of Bitcoin, what you'll realize is that something such as remittance is very big in Africa, very, very big in Africa. And I'd love to dive deep more on that. So remittance is big in Africa. People are using Bitcoin, especially on Paxful, to send money back home from the diaspora. So you are a good son. You went to America to live the American dream, or you're in London, or you know, in the Middle East. At the end of the month, you want to send money back home. When you use the traditional payment methods, they charge a lot. So if you send money back home from a different country, you know, outside Africa, sending back home, it might take a couple of days to arrive, and the cost on that is very high. So it goes up as high as some up to 20% of the amount that you send in. Some even go higher, and it takes a bit of time for people to be able to access that. So what we see Africans doing is making use of Bitcoin to send money back home. So what they do on Paxful, the person is in the US or Asia or in London, the person buy Bitcoins on the platform, simply move them from their wallet to the wallet of their, let's say, their younger brother or a friend back home. And then the friend would take the Bitcoins, which they now have, and sell them for the local currency. So in this case, you'd sell them for Kenyan shillings, and that can be sent to you via M-Pesa instantly. You know, the process that would ideally take 5 to 3 days, with a very, very huge cost on top of it, take, you know, at most 30 minutes, sometimes even less. And most people in other regions are doing this using gift card. So I'm in the US, I don't have money to splash on the cost of sending money back home. The person will just hop into a petrol station, buy a gift card, or go to Walmart, you know, buy a gift card, Amazon gift card, Walmart, Google Play, sell the gift card on Paxful for Bitcoins, and those Bitcoins get sent to their sibling on the other part of the world, in Africa in this case, and then those Bitcoins are sold on Paxful for a slight profit. So with the Bitcoins that they have, because the only thing that they want is to get money, you know, basically exchange the Bitcoins for their local currency. So the person will sell the Bitcoins at a profit even. Instead of the traditional way where a person would make a loss sending money back home, this time around the person makes a profit by receiving money through Paxful, you know, as Bitcoin. And the process for doing that, it's quite easy. If you jump on the platform, you know, go into the sales section, there's a list of people who have got cash waiting to buy Bitcoins from you. And you can do that at a slight profit instead of a loss.
I see.
So that's on the remittance side. You know, it's very, very interesting. And people are making use of it greatly.
And I agree with you, Modibe, that the remittance business model is huge, huge in Africa, because you know, we have lots of support payments coming from family members, friends and colleagues, as you have rightly put it, who are located in other countries, who wish to support their family members. And I myself actually have have been in a situation where I traveled to another country to study, and whenever I was faced with that challenge of receiving funds, either from my parents or sending funds to someone back here in Kenya, I ran into challenges of either the remittance fees were too high, or as you say, with some platforms, it can take a day, 2 days, and maybe it's an emergency case. So if Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency is plugging into this space, then well in and kudos. Kindly carry on to another use case.
So before I jump onto that, I'll make a perfect example of when I was in Kenya early this year. So from South Africa to Kenya at the airport, I need to, catch a ride, go to my hotel and all of that. Obviously, I don't have Kenyan shillings and my app is declined, so I need to find a way to start making the payment of my ride. So instead of withdrawing a lot of cash for traveling, paying the driver and Kenyan shillings. Obviously, that requires that one to do the forex exchange at the airport, and those things are expensive. So I simply used Bitcoin. I had Bitcoins in my wallet. What I did was to simply sell the Bitcoins to someone who's in Kenya, and then the person would send me M-Pesa directly to the Taxify driver. Taxify driver would receive their payment via M-Pesa from someone who might have sold the Bitcoins to Paxful, and then the trip was done like that. And for the remainder of the days I spent in Kenya, I did not need to use my bank account because I had Bitcoins. I simply got my M-Pesa number activated in Kenya, and I sold Bitcoins to people who are in Kenya. They basically sent me Kenyan shillings, which I would spend for the duration of my stay for about 2 weeks. I never touched my bank account, and that was quite useful for me,
For
and
sure. Absolutely.
yeah. So if you're traveling to another country, there's no need to worry about forex exchange and carrying a lot of cash. Just have Bitcoins, and then when you get there, jump onto the platform, sell the Bitcoins for the local currency. And then you're good to go.
And the sale process, whenever you're looking for someone to buy the Bitcoin, there's a wide market for that, and it's instantaneous. Or how does it work for the Paxful platform? How easy is it to find a buyer when you want to sell, or to find a seller when you want to buy, for the sake of the audience members who have not had a chance to interact with the platform?
Well, and that will take you less than a minute to initiate a trade with someone who wants to buy Bitcoins from you. When you want to cash out or when you are trying to sell Bitcoins, so that will take less than a minute. So on the platform, there's a sell section. You just click on that. It will show a list of people who are online and waiting to give you cash in exchange of the Bitcoins.
Okay, wow, awesome. That's really awesome then.
Yeah, so that's very, very fast. And another use case that is is becoming very, very significant and important is the wealth preservation aspect, because most of the currencies are fading. So you are in the commerce space, you know that currencies such as the Naira, Zim dollar, Lebanon, and many other countries, currencies are fading, and it's the citizens who suffer in the end. So one of the other real use cases of Bitcoin is wealth preservation. So let's say you had bought Bitcoins worth of $100 at the beginning of the year, and then you are in Zimbabwe, or you are in Nigeria, or you are in Lebanon. So because the currency has lost value over time, you still have the same value that you had at the beginning of January. And that makes for a very, very compelling case for people to start looking at the cryptocurrency as a way to store their value. There's also something called Tether, which is pegged to the US dollar. So it's something that is gaining popularity, and most people are looking at accessing that, to start using it. So it's something that is Paxful is working on as well. So it's going to be much easier for people to use Paxful as a store of value. You can go on the platform, put in your money, in the stable currency, and that will not fluctuate over time.
I see. And just to reiterate your point, I think this particular year, 2020, has seen lots of currency value fluctuations. As you rightly put it, many countries had their currencies depreciate, while we saw alternative assets such as cryptocurrencies and also gold really appreciate in value. So as a store of wealth, or wealth preservation, I definitely agree with you that this is an alternative investment that people can look at, especially during periods when other asset classes are not performing as well, Modibe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that brings me to the next few other use cases. So if you are a freelancer, obviously it means you do a lot of work for different people from all over the world. Would you rather get paid in, you know, with a bank transfer that's gonna cost you more? Maybe, you know, it's gonna cost you a lot to receive the payment, and it might take time to arrive in your bank account. Or you use other online payment methods, which are expensive. They're going to take something like 3.5% or 5% just for you to receive and then to be able to cash out. Would you rather do that? Or you can alternatively use a Bitcoin, you know, go on Paxful.com, create an account, use that as your bank account. When people send you money, you don't get charged anything. And once you receive the money, once you receive the bitcoins, you go on and set it on the on our marketplace for a slight profit. If you want, you can just cash it out at a flat fee, and then that will not cost you anything. So that's one of the way which we're seeing people they're using that a lot, and it's gaining popularity. And most people are finding ways to get paid from doing work all over the world on the internet.
Yes, and even here in
And
Kenya, even here in Kenya, I know that very many young people are doing freelancing jobs on various websites, you know, interacting with clients from all over the world. And most of these are young guys just trying to make some way of having daily liquidity needs fulfilled. So when it comes to the method of payment, I do agree that they would opt for a quick and a real-time payment method that also preserves as much of their initial profits as possible, Modibe.
absolutely. And interestingly enough, we're going to be doing a workshop with Freelancer Kenya, you know, to basically show their freelancers on how they can start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method, and how they can make use of it, you know, after they get paid. So that's one of the things which are growing in popularity as well.
When would this
Also,
when would this webinar take place?
so this webinar is going to take place on Tuesday at 2 p.m. East African time.
That is Tuesday 25th, next Tuesday, right?
Yes, next
Okay.
Tuesday, and it's hosted with Freelancer Kenya.
Okay, thanks for that, and I'm sure our audiences can be able to check that out if they're interested. Carry on.
Awesome. So also, the e-commerce part. So you are in Kenya, you are selling, let's say you're selling the Maasai attire, you're selling the art, or you're selling coffee, even better, or you're selling literally anything. Sorry about my noise. You're selling anything on the internet, but it's not easy to you know, get the traditional payment gateways, because, you know, one, their requirements are quite rigid, and then secondly, they are going to take you know, a huge portion of your profits, which is something you don't want as a startup. So one of the ways you can accept Bitcoin payment as a form of you know, receiving payment: just put the QR scanner on your website. People pay through Bitcoins, you get the money, and then you release the goods that they purchased from you. Last but not least, what we've seen is people think that the masses are interested in learning about the, you know, the technical aspects of cryptocurrency. It's built on blockchain cryptography. It's super safe. But I don't think a person who wants to send money back home is interested in that. A person who wants to, safeguard themselves from the collapsing currency is interested in who invented Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. What they want, is it safe to use? Is it something that I can trust? Does it have proven, a track record of being safe and, fulfilling what I want to do now? So that brings me to the next point of social good. So at Paxful, we've got an initiative called Build with Bitcoin, whereby we are building schools in Africa using Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's solely donations. So if a person wants to donate towards what we are doing, you can definitely look up Build with Bitcoin and then, make a contribution. And the practical ones is we've built the three schools so far in Africa. The aim is to build 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we build in Rwanda, there's one in the Machakos County, and there'll be more being built all over the continent. So that's simply to show that Bitcoin it's something that can be used for real world use cases, and it's something that people should definitely take interest in. If you don't have interest in trading, because most people are trading, but there's many real world use cases that you can start tapping into, see how that works, see that how that can be applied in your case. If you want to send money across the continent, you can use that. If you want to store value, you can use that. If you want to do e-commerce, you want to do remittance, you can definitely do that. And if you want to do a fundraising campaign, you can use Bitcoin and then attract people from all over the world. Things which people need to focus on more compared to simply looking at the price of Bitcoin, which I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying that focusing solely on the price is not it's not interesting for a person who needs a solution right now to solve the problem which they're facing. It could be currency being devalued, could be a cap on how much they can spend on the international payments. It could be sending money back home from the US or the UK or wherever in the world. So those are the things people should definitely take interest in, focus on, and try to understand the real world use case of Bitcoin, which is what we are proud of as Paxful, to be enabling people to fulfill.
Absolutely. And I think you make a good point in terms of money. People should not focus on money because of the form that it takes, but rather should focus on the value that it provides or the function that it solves. The important definition really is, as you say, what solutions, what problems can I solve? Because at the end of the day, if the world focused on the form, we would never evolve through the evolution of money, from using shells to cigarettes to metals and coins to the current fiat money, and now even to the electronic and digital forms of money, including cryptocurrencies and others. So I think you've summed it up pretty well, Modibe. Our audiences definitely have something to chew on, that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies can be used for wealth preservation, for payments, receiving payments for freelancers, receiving payments for e-commerce platforms, and even making donations and other charitable money transfers. So thank you very much, Modibe, for making time. And we also thank Paxful for the work that they're doing on the African continent. We understand that Paxful is one of the first entrants and few providers of this service on the African continent, and we are hoping that more developing countries, both within Africa and out of Africa, in India, in Latin America and others, can be able to adopt and embrace new payment methods, new digital forms of money, generally new innovations. This is the new decade of 2020 to 2030, and of course you have to think ahead, isn't it, Modibe?
Absolutely. And I'll definitely advise, if you are someone who listens to Kenyan Wall Street and your friends do not, definitely, encourage them to tune in and listen to Kenyan Wall Street so that you can get all these interesting and informative insights. And you're right. So the focus should be more on the real world use cases. And, what is provided right now is simply it's a platform for you to get innovative. Get innovative. If there's something that you can build on top of our platform as Paxful, do you want to build a business on Paxful? Go ahead and do it. As long as you play by the rules, we are there to support you, make sure that everything that you want to do is well taken care of. And the young people, let's take part in this economy. And most importantly, those who do not have a full understanding of how things work, those who are not technical, those are definitely the people we should be taking along. Show your uncle, could be your friend, could be your spouse, this is how this works, and these are things that you can do with it. These are the things that you can do with it. Once we get that right, taking along with us the people whom we think are not technical, they don't have the full understanding of cryptography, the charts, which of course no one is, most people are not interested in that. Let's bring them closer, show them how this can be used to improve their lives and, better our economies. I think, and you guys, of course, doing a great job in making sure that this kind of discussions are happening. And we appreciate an opportunity to take part in the shaping of the situation in Africa.
Absolutely. The Kenyan Wall Street is also happy to partner with good players who are solving problems in Africa, and we will keep giving out content to our audience in terms of financial literacy in the topic. So Modibe, maybe as we finish, you can share with our audiences how they can get in touch with you or with Paxful, which platforms.
So you can get in touch with firstly Paxful, www.paxful.com for signing up. For reaching out to us, we've got Telegram communities all over the continent. So based on where you are, if you're in Nigeria, we've got a Paxful Nigerian community. We've got Paxful South African community. We've got Paxful Kenyan community. We've got Paxful Ghanaian community. So just go on Telegram, type search, and connect with us there. Alternatively, you can reach out to us on Twitter at Paxful. It's one L. At Paxful, and then we are available there. Personally, you can connect with me on Twitter as well. Modibe BT Coffee. Modibe BT Coffee. And we should be able to take the discussion further. If you are stuck with anything, you want to get some more insights into what we do, definitely reach out to us. And most importantly, you can connect with Ray, our CEO, Ray Paxful. On Twitter as well, he's quite active. If you send him a message, he's definitely going to reply. Same with me, same with Paxful as well. And specifically in Kenya, you can connect with Yvonne as well. She's on Twitter. You can follow Yvonne Kagondu on Twitter at Kagondu underscore Yvonne. She'll definitely, if you send a message, she'll reply. If you engage her, she'll engage you as well. So please connect with us on social media.
We are out there. On the street, if you want to talk to us, you want to tell us something, definitely reach out to us on Twitter. We'll definitely engage you.
Okay. Thank you for that. And also for our audiences of the Kenyan Wall Street, let us know your thoughts in the comment section. Tell us if you have learned something new, if you have more questions for us. Reach out to us primarily on Twitter at Kenyan Wall Street. And you can also contact me personally at Prince underscore Muraguri on Twitter. With that, folks, we have no more to share with you. We believe you already have enough on your plate to contemplate over the weekend and look forward to another insightful podcast regarding the issue of cryptocurrencies coming up next week. Thank you, goodbye, and stay safe.